first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
Well, service bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right, Saturn. We sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of your own.
Deborah Dojley. Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org, so check us out there as well. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center's 2008-09 season features classical music by pianist Peter Serkin, vocal ensemble Chanticleer, the Shanghai Quartet, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Larmour, and the Five Browns Piano Quintet. For more information, please call 289-8980 or visit online at modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And new this week at Plan 9, we've got the first solo album from Connor Oberst in 13 years, I believe, the guy from Bright Eyes. Also new from Randy Newman, Harps and Angels, and a record you've heard on Global Agogo, Sidestepper, the Buena Vibra sound system, all new this week at Plan 9 Music. And on Global Agogo today, we've got a very special show for you. The Zytopunks from New Orleans are in town. They're going to be playing two dates in Richmond this weekend. They are at the Triple tonight. They are at Poe's Pub tomorrow night. They've just gotten back from a European tour, and they're not too tired to want to get into our Studio B and play a little bit for you, the listening audience. That's going to be coming up, shortly, as soon as we get them set up. But they're all here and hard at work in Studio B. So that's going to be coming up very soon on the program. We'll also be talking to some of the members of the band, and we will definitely play a selection or two from their brand new recording, which is going to be released, I think, in September, like the third week of September or something like that. Anyway, we've got a copy here, and it's really good. That's the Zytopunks from New Orleans. But speaking of new music, I want to start out with something that was just issued this week from David Byrne and Brian Eno, their first collaboration since My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. So it's been about 30 years since they worked together. They have an album that will be coming out August 18th, and it's going to be self-released on the internet, a la Radiohead. It's called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today, and they've put out just this one song, so the first song from the album that's available. It's called Strange Overtones from David Byrne and Brian Eno, and we're going to listen to it right now on Global Agogo.
One that I love, I dream beside. One that I love as close as I can get. One that I love, I dream beside. One that I love, I dream beside.
So if you did a world music show 20 years ago, those are two artists that you definitely would have played on it. This one and the previous track. That was Peter Gabriel, and that song is called Whole Thing. It was originally recorded in the early 90s, but never issued until just now, this year, on an album called Big Blue Ball. It features sessions that were recorded at Real World Studios with cast of thousands of people in the early 1990s. And that's a great song. I don't see why we couldn't have heard that when it first came out, but very characteristic of Peter Gabriel's post-Genesis style, and really good songwriting, great production. And before that, we heard a brand new song from David Byrne and Brian Eno, who just started collaborating several months ago, beginning of the year or something like that. I think it came up in conversation between the two of them. Eno said, "Well, you know, I've written some tunes," and Byrne said, "Well, you know, I've written some lyrics. Maybe we should see if we can work together." And presto, they've got a record coming out. It's called Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. And we heard the song Strange Overtones. And David Byrne's going to be on tour this fall playing some of that music and some of the other music that he and Brian Eno have collaborated on, like My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, those two Talking Heads records they did together. That tour is going to come to Virginia. It's going to be at the Ferguson Center for the Arts in Newport News. And I believe the date is September 18th, but you can find more information about it on their website or from David Byrne directly, and he's going to be touring all over the country with this record coming out, which, as I mentioned at the top of the show, will be self-released, so you'll be able to buy it on the internet. And I think it's going to be one of these, like Radiohead, pay what you will type of deals. And I think you may be able to listen to the whole thing, but not download the whole thing for free or something like that. I don't know. You find out from him. You're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, where we offer more power to the people. And here's some new music also. This is from Techno Isa Bagayogo. He has got a great new album out on 6 Degrees Records. It's called Mali Kura, and the song is Ntana. New music from Isa Bagayogo here on Global Agogo.
Say I'm a on rolling right along.
This is Charles inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, sukus, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
Ya don't.
There's some music from Baba Mal from Senegal, from his album Firin in Futai. We heard Siddiqui. And before that, new music from Issa Bagayogo from Mali Ntana, and his new album is called Mali Kura. That's going to be in stores, I think, next week on 6 Degrees Records. And you're listening to Global Agogo right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And I want to remind you that this program is available as a podcast as well as a broadcast. You can find all the podcasts if you go to my website, www.globalagogo.com. I've got over 3 years' worth of programs recorded and available for you to download, or you can set them up to be delivered to you as they are put on the internet, which happens generally every weekend. And that's what a podcast is, right, folks? For those of you who are not really into that technology thing, you think that the internet is a bunch of tubes. Anyway, all of that available to you at www.globalagogo.com. So that means you don't have to listen on Friday at 5 if you don't want to. Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents a wide variety of family-friendly performances this season, including Dan Zanes and Friends, Drumline Live, a stage version of Horrible Harry, based on the books by Susie Klein, and the Canadian circus troupe Cirque Ilwaz. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. And October 6th is the last day to register to vote in the November 4th, 2008 general election. Richmond residents can register to vote in person at Richmond City Hall, that's 900 East Broad Street, during normal business hours, or anytime. You can get forms online at www.sbe.virginia.gov. You can complete them and then mail them or hand deliver them to any official registration office. For online voter registration forms, other registration locations outside of the city of Richmond, and more information about elections and voting, visit the Virginia State Board of Elections website at www.sbe.virginia.gov. And I don't know if you know this, but approximately 75% to 80% of all people who register to vote actually will vote in a presidential election. And so I really encourage anyone who's thinking about voting to make sure that they are registered. If you register, I will bet you that you do end up voting. So make sure you do that before October 6th. All right, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the Zytopunks are here in the studio with us. They are setting up with our ace sound man, Alan Coberly, and he's got lots of help. And I'm going to run down everyone who is helping out later on in the program. So they're going to be ready to be on the air pretty soon here. In the meantime, we're going to get you warmed up with a set of music that I think they would approve of. They're definitely going to approve of this first song because it's from their brand new album. It's called Finisterre on 9 Mile Records. This is going to be out in stores in September. We do have a copy here at WRIR, which we just received, and it's excellent. I really recommend this. So if you have heard these guys on our station before, their last album, Exile Waltz, was very popular on WRIR. I think you're going to really enjoy hearing the band live, and you're going to enjoy this track. It's the very first track on the new album. It's called Papyrosen in Gan Eden from the Zytopunks from New Orleans, and you'll be hearing them live in the studio shortly right here on Global Agogo.
Kalte Nacht an der Pitte, Gefenster rum mit dumm. Steht hier ein Gelle verteuert und kommt sich herum. Von Regen schützt sie nur Hand. Kuschel hält deren Hand und seine Augen beten jeden Stumm. Ich hab schon nicht kein Kurach mehr herumzugehen im Gas. Hungrig und abgefressen von dem Regen nass. Ich schlipp herum, sich wundern, gehen in Kinder, gib mir Schuhe, die nicht alle lachen, machen von mir Spaß. We'll
hier. Mit dem Onkel Wong, es ist schwach und sehr krank. Meine Hände sind gestorben, ein begehrter Mann. Und dass ich von sie verloren hab, ich euch schon gewollt. Soll der Deutsche kommen zu mir? Guck mich den Kreuz, der Deutsche war wie Rosen. Trockene von Regen, das war Rosen. Deutsche will ich bin und ohne Skuld und ohne mir auch ohne Skade, ich von Hunger mich erzählt. Guck mich den Kreuz, der Schöne Kritiken. Der wird der Dier, jetzt sind wir der Wegen. Das ist mein Schreien und mein Gold, ich kenne will bei mir und ich schreibe. Heute gehen wir nicht müssen, heute gehen wir nicht müssen.
Cajun, Zydeco, Creole, and Swamp Pop? Hear the answers for yourself on Louisiana Dance Hall every Monday night from 9 to 11. I'm Talia, your host, and I'll bring you homegrown dance music from the prairies and bayous. Meet me at Louisiana Dance Hall Monday nights 9 to 11 at 97.3 Richmond Indie Radio. Allons danser!
First time I have read the Bible, it had struck me as unwitty. I think it may start a rumor that the Lord ain't got no humor. Put me inside SSC. Let's this superstar.
us.
I don't read the Bible.
Bible.
I don't trust disciples.
Disciples.
Even if they're made of marble or canal free play.
I don't read the Bible.
Bible.
I don't trust disciples.
Bible.
Even if they're made of marble or canal free play.
From the maelstrom of the knowledge into labyrinth of doubt. Frozen underground, ocean melting, milking on my mind. Give me everything theory without Nazi uniformity. My brothers are protons,
protons.
My sisters are neurons,
neurons.
I stare at it twice, it's instant family.
I don't read the Bible,
Bible.
I don't trust disciples,
disciples.
Even if they made of marble or canals be bling.
My brothers are protons,
protons.
My sisters.
Physicists in your family. Was your grandma auntie auntie? Was your grandpa banty banty? The Yaskin Embassy.
Boom!
I don't read the Bible.
Bible.
I don't trust disciples.
Eugene Hoots and Gogol Bordello there on 97.3 WRIR on Global Agogo and Super Theory of Super Everything. Before that, we heard a band from Galicia in Spain called Os Diplomáticos, who sound an awful lot like the Zytopunks, actually. We heard their song Comunicado. And we started out with brand new music from the Zytopunks, Papyrosin and Gan Eden, from their new album Finisterre, which is going to be available in stores soon. And you will be able to buy from them at their gigs here in Richmond tonight at the Triple, tomorrow night at Poe's Pub, and they're going to be playing live on Global Agogo in just a few minutes. But before that, we've still got a little bit more music to play in the studio while they are getting everything set up exactly the way that it should be, knock wood. And let's listen to some brand new music from Pistolera. Here's another kind of folk punk band from the U.S. These guys are based in Brooklyn, leader of the band actually is from San Diego, so it's a kind of a Tex-Mex punk kind of thing. Their new album, En Este Camino, and let's listen to Extranjero from Pistolera right here on Global Agogo.
Preguntan de dónde soy.
This is Mike Rutz. Join me for Activate every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 on WRIR. Activate is an audio preview of the upcoming week in Richmond's live music scene. If you hear an artist on Activate, that means they're scheduled to play live in our area in the next 7 days. So please support Richmond live music. And if you don't know what bands are playing this week or what they sound like, tune in to Activate Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond's independent radio.
97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. That's Manu Chao and El Hoyo from La Radiolina. Before that, we heard from Magnifico and Here I Come, Here I Go. The Pogues did White City and Pistolera and Extranjero. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on 97.3 WRIR LP, Richmond Independent Radio. We've got the Zytopunks in the studio. They are almost ready to go. I'm going to play you a little bit more music before we're ready for them. And let's hear something right now from David Krakauer and Klezmer Madness.
But now we come to a period that I call the battle for identity.
Lies my grandma told me. Yeah, superstitious devices. What? Urban mythological rules. Bubble mice, yeah.
Look, where? Yeah. That's you, 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 you.
A period that I call the battle for identity. Two implacable forces, they enter into mortal combat. But, you know, the identity was getting lost. Remember who you are. That makes it possible for me to say to you, come back with me.
That's David Krakauer and Klezmer Madness here on Global Agogo. Bubba Mises, Lies My Grandma Told Me. David Krakauer with So-Called, who is a rap artist from Canada. That's a great record. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. And live in Studio B, we've got the Zytopunks. Can you guys hear me? Hello? Are you out there?
Word.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Now, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, now the audience can hear you as well. Zytopunks from New Orleans, Louisiana. You want to go around the room and introduce yourselves and then play a few songs?
Sure.
Hi. Let's go. Clockwise or counterclockwise? I can't see you.
Scott. How about you?
Scott. Yeah, I'm Scott. I'm in the front or the back.
I'm Christian. I'm playing accordion, singing.
My name's Eve. I'm playing accordion.
Denise playing violin.
I'm Joe on the snare, the drum.
The drum, right? Yeah. And you guys are playing where tonight?
The Triple.
Okay. And you're playing where tomorrow night?
The Pose Pub.
Okay. And you're playing with who?
Can I say their name on the radio?
You definitely can.
Okay. Dick Butkus and the tight ends.
That's right. He was a big football star, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite. Chicago Bears.
That's right. Go the Bears. And you guys just got back from Europe?
Yeah. From Belgium, Holland, and France.
And playing some festivals there, right?
Yeah. Played some pretty drunk festivals. Played a beer tent with 6,000 people.
Awesome.
Dancing to Irish punk techno.
So, well, you're going to be you're perfectly prepared to play Richmond then.
I think so.
Okay, great. What's your first song going to be here, guys?
This one's called Por la Orilla del Mar. It's from the new CD we have, only for sale on tour. It's not going to be on sale for a long time. But this one is about having to leave where you're from against your will.
All right, take it away, the Zytopunks.
Well, thank you.
Yo dejé a mis amores por la orilla del mar. Ya dejé a mis amores que nunca voy a olvidar. Escapé de los bandanos, buscando donde trabajar. Yo escapé.
Keep playing?
Keep playing.
All right.
De nada, de nada.
Okay, so this next one's called Dear Molly. Here we go.
Dear Molly, how you been? Are you in Dallas or back in Lafayette? Thanks for the dance. Thanks for the gin. My old friend. Did we ever walk down St. Claude? Or was it you who saw at Marquis Bar? Did we ever shed a lot of bonds? Did we ever walk the levee walls? Yeah, we were there. Burgundy, men pass me by. Is it fear? Is it murder in their eyes? Don't tell me this is the end. We've been through worse, and we'll be back again. We'll have a drink for each other.
Zytopunks here on 97.3 WRIR. Let's hear one more song from you guys.
This one's a little heartwarmer called Angel Whiskey.
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Never tell, never tell the dirt shades of gray. Who is you and where you at? Those were the swellings, such as Jack Burrow, my friend, doing out of the hand. Well, he knew whiskey was the name, that's when he was all the same. Fancy in the Bucharest, man turned into day. Last time saw them bidding on a wicked laugh, open saw. Innocent got up, I said, my loose was true love. And you always came out of stress, I could not stand to face. I said, golden grand, you were doing them no soul. I didn't swing and say, hold down that moving ray, forgive me for those nights that I will never know. Seven strings, sweaters, candles, we're in the devil's realm. Jealous of the ends, the old folks in the trolling homes, and we're all like paddock ghosts. Fights of men have turned us on, the children are in the town. And you always get out of disgrace, I couldn't say I'm too late. I took all the great, true, and to them be sold. I don't worry and say, all that ever mean to pay. Forgive me for a thousand nights that I will never know.
Gambling on another town, brain on to pay them back. Testing pay my angels, let my side go so low. Some say he took it from myself, some shots to kill my pride. Whiskey has my only god, my kiss are sons. Or some that we could done, and that's how you gone. My heart take like a tombstone, a tomb, but they go wild. And you always gave my disgrace, I couldn't stand to this. I took all the grand, true into Remy's song. I don't drink and say, although they put me brave, forgive me for those nights that I will never know. That I will never know. That I will never know. That I will never know.
All right, the Zytopunks,
Dunkerville.
Right here live in Studio B at WRIR on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7. That's some great songs. That's in reverse order there, Angel Whiskey, Dear Molly, and Por la Orilla del Mar, all from the brand new album from the Zytopunks called Finisterre, which you can buy from them at their gigs tonight at the Triple and tomorrow night at Poe's Pub. They're playing with Dick Butkus and the Tight Ends, and it's going to be a great time, as you can tell from hearing them here on the radio. So why don't you guys all crowd into Studio One over here? We'll talk a little bit more, and then we'll get you back in there and play some more songs if you want to do that. That was a great set. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, and let's play some music while they're filing out of there, and we can figure out how many Zytopunks we fit in Studio One. Let's listen to, let's see, what do we got queued up here? Oh, yeah, this is a great song from a band from Serbia called Kal, and this features Rumbo Amadeus. This is called Comedia here on Global Agogo.
Mm.
nešto milo, danas mi se snilo. Teleopreo pretele na plafonu crvene cipele. Vojci Kali, Bahtali, ljepši su za njom Dahtali. A pogledaj mene, parno džungalo, jebem li ti ogledalo. Sila svušta barelole, usne što ne mogu da se prebole. Sila sprne su nakune, čovek da klekne pa da se zakune. Kanapirel mu da relu, glavu mi udare.
Kel, kel, nalaža. Kapaga će kokala, li di 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 de, neka paga će prne, kel 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 nalaža. Kapaga će kokala, li di 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 de, neka paga će prne.
Sem, pravo da mi kažeš, amale, ja kosem. Seme manuška i kamel, ili si srećo mene ostavel. Mudar daman, diljar daman, dal sam šaban, ili sam šaman. Ejak hencavo i halaman, stavit ću je u pasat karavan. A na Austrijaka inđara vlas, poprateri kamo kavlas. Kupit ću joj kesu karamela, soa vela, meka vela.
Kel, kel, nalaža, kapada će kokala, li di 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 de. Neka paga će prne, kel, kel, kel nalaža. Kapaga će kokala, li di 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 de. Neka paga će prne.
That's the best that Belgrade has to offer. Kal featuring Rumbo Amadeus and Comedia from their self-titled album that came out in 2006. And I've got all five members of the Zytopunks in the studio with me. And let's go ahead and do the introductions again. Get up close to the mic, as close as you can.
Hello, I'm Denise Bonus playing the violin.
Hello, I'm Scott Potts playing the bass.
Joseph Lilly on the snare drum today.
I'm Christian, I play accordion.
My name is Eva, I also play accordion.
Okay, welcome to Richmond, especially those of you, this is your first time to the city, which is like a bunch of you?
It's me.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a great place in August.
Yeah.
Nobody's here.
Yeah, it's kind of like home.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, it's a lot cooler than New Orleans. How many of you guys are from New Orleans?
Just me.
Just one,
yeah,
okay.
Just
and,
Scott, yeah.
And how did the rest of you get there?
I don't remember, really. Kind of turned over.
You weren't paying attention at the time?
I liked it.
Uh-huh. Eve, what about you?
I came down from Mardi Gras one time, and I met Christian there then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was living in Los Angeles and moved to New Orleans to only make a record, but ended up staying for much longer.
Yeah.
And my brother moved there and called me and said there was a really good scene and it was a lot of fun, a lot of drunk people, so that's pretty much all I needed.
And it's a great music town. I mean, I don't know if it's a great town to be a musician in, but it's definitely a great music town.
Yeah, it depends. There's definitely, it's kind of one of those towns where there's too many venues almost for its own good.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's a musician there, and there's always really good music there, but not, you know, there's always times where there's great musicians and just not very many spectators.
I don't know.
It depends. I've definitely...
What are you saying?
Depends, so, yeah.
How'd the band get started?
I met the first fiddle player at a bar, and I was like, he played classical music, and I said, why don't we try some of these folk tunes? And then Eve showed up, and then we needed a drummer, so I called Joe, said, hey, and then so that was about it, and it kind of grown and twisted around since then.
So you three guys are then original to the band.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. And the other two of you got involved later on, how?
Me, I came in after the storm. I was also at a bar when approached by the old bass player to tour with them for a summer tour because their fiddle player moved to Austria.
Well, let me get this straight. You went to New Orleans after Katrina?
No, before.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just checking.
Yeah.
There's plenty of people moved there afterwards. A lot of people, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot. That surprised me, believe me. Like, there's a lot of people moved there.
Okay, well, it surprised me, so fill us in a little bit more about that.
There was a lot of people that had moved away before the storm that actually moved back afterwards.
Yeah.
As well. A lot of really talented musicians came back that had left before.
And there's a lot of people just wanted to go and check it out and see what's going on after the storm. And then they're like, oh, this place is all right, so I'm going to stay. You know?
There's a lot of people that just wake up there.
Nah, well... That's the rumor. They're not all like that.
That's right.
Some people came to volunteer and then wound up staying, things like that.
Yeah.
Now, when you started the project, was the idea to do specifically Louisiana music?
It was more to do Cajun Zydeco. Uh-huh, and the original stuff was a lot more, doing a lot more of that.
Because your name's a bit of a misnomer now.
Yeah, a little bit. You know,
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
No.
We had to call ourselves something.
That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And had all
so
the other...
my name, really.
How'd all the other styles get introduced into this? Is that stuff that you guys have all been into for a long time, or is there a specific driver to that, a specific person driving that, or whatever?
I guess the two of us, really, and Joe McGinty, originally.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just wanted to do... We used to do more Irish music as well, and then Eve introduced us more to klezmer, and just kind of progressed from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then kind of the sound, I didn't want to get too diffuse because you can keep picking genres and it'll just start getting kind of crazy if you do just a different genre of song almost, you know. So we kind of started focusing more on writing original stuff based on little tidbits of different
mm-hmm.
forms of music.
Yeah. There's a kind of a, it's become kind of a whole genre of itself to speed up or rock up or punk up traditional or folk music. In different genres, and so it almost seems to me like you can play a lot of different styles that way if you want to, and I don't think you're going to sound like you're too diffuse, so that's my opinion. But, you know, when you talk about, you know, bands that you sound like, or bands you would like people who, if they like them to listen to you, you know, you're talking about, like, Gogol Bordello.
The Pogues.
Yeah. And Menu Chao, and they don't play music that's anything at all.
Yeah,
anything at all alike.
No, they don't.
So there you go.
They don't.
So
I think sound really different. Yeah,
you could just introduce more and more different things into it if you want.
Yeah.
And how many languages do you guys have songs in?
5 or 6, depending. Like, well, there's one song that has like half a verse in Portuguese. So I don't really count that.
Okay.
You know, but if you do count that, then it would be 6.
And who speaks what languages in the band?
Even I speak Spanish,
uh-huh.
and I speak French, Spanish, and German.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
the rest of us speak English.
Oh yeah, just like me. We just appreciate hearing all
this. Speak Southern.
I can understand Cajun.
No, you can't. Cajun English, maybe.
Yeah, guarantee. English. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this record that you guys have that's coming out is when's it going to be available for people to buy in stores?
It's going to be released officially in October.
Okay.
I just found out. I thought it was going to be earlier.
And this is on 9 Mile Records?
That's correct.
Okay. And they've got distribution all over the place?
They do.
Okay, good.
And in the U.S. and Europe, yeah.
And how long have you been working on this record project?
Oh, kind of. A long time. Like, we already started writing the songs before the hurricane, some of them, you know.
Wow.
It's just like, you know, the hurricane just kind of took a year out of everybody's life, at least, you know. And so it took the lineup a while to form again,
mm-hmm.
and then it took a while to finish some other songs, you know, down to the wire even, you know, but it's been a long process.
Yeah, some of it's pretty topical.
Right.
And is that something new for you guys?
I don't think about it.
Okay,
just
write what you're interested in writing at the time.
Now I'm like, oh man, this record's really angry, I'm going to write some happy stuff. yeah.
No, you just wake up in whatever mood you're in. That's what you're writing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love the record, I got to tell you.
Oh, thank you very much.
We got it last week, and I listened to it several times, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
And so I think you're going to hear a lot of folks on this station play it, and hopefully you'll get the same reaction in other places, and it'll help you get where you're going in your careers. And for folks that are interested, the three songs that they played so far in the studio, and maybe we'll get you guys to play some more songs if you want to.
Sure.
Talk about that. They're all on the record, and we also played one of them earlier on in the show. So you've heard four of the songs. So if you play some more songs, maybe you have to play some of the old stuff.
Yeah, we could do that. Or stuff we don't ever play.
Maybe you ought to play one of the Cajun things.
Maybe.
So we're talking to the Zytopunks from New Orleans, and you're listening to Global Agogo on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And I've got to do a little bit of business here, and then maybe we'll get you guys back in the studio. How about that?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to turn off the mics and read a little bit of underwriting here for you folks. We want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Modlin Center welcomes Ensemble in Residence 8th Blackbird back to campus for two performances in 08-09. A remix of their Grammy Award-winning CD, Strange Imaginary Animals, and Slide, a collaboration with theater artist Rind Eckert. For more information, you can call the box office at 289-8980 or visit the Modlin Center online at modlin.richmond.edu. And are you interested in starting a community garden in your own neighborhood? Tricycle Gardens is hosting free workshops on how to jumpstart a community garden. Covered will be the nuts and bolts of getting a garden off the ground. Start from one of four identical workshops held various Wednesday evenings through August 13th at Tricycle Gardens office, 211 West 7th Street in Old Manchester. For workshop dates and times, email Lisa at tricyclegardens.org or phone 804-231-7767. And we'll be getting the Zytopunks back in Studio B here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let's listen to something from Fanfare Chocarlia. This is the 007 James Bond theme played Balkan style. right, Fanfare Chicarlia on Global Agogo, and let's hear a little bit more from the Zytopunks live from Studio B. You guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right, what you want to play?
We're going to play something from the Balfa Brothers called La Valse de Balfa.
Excellent.
La vie est courte et cruelle. La 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 la
vous aimez. Oh, si jamais je mets les sur terre, la plus jolie, je les vous aimez.
The Zytopunks from New Orleans here in Studio B on Global Agogo. Thank you very much, guys. That was great. And if you were intrigued by what you heard, you can hear those guys play tonight at the Triple here in Richmond, Virginia, and tomorrow night at Poe's Pub, both dates with Dick Butkus and the Tight Ends. Thank you guys very, very much. We heard they played La Vie est courte et cruelle from their new album Finistère, and before that La Valse de Balfa by the Balfa Brothers. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we've got 13 minutes till Christian is in here with This Modern Beat. He's got a great show for you today from 7 to 9. Fontaine with What the Fontaine from 9 until 11. 11 till 1, it's Andrew Felty and Midnight Solstice. And the other side of metal with the professor from 1 to 3, the all-nighter from 3 to 6. And we've got a great schedule of music for you all day Saturday and Sunday as well. So keep your dial locked here on 97.3 WRIR. Brings us to the end of another edition of Global Agogo. I'll be back in next week with some more music from around the world, etc. Until then, à tout à l'heure, and we're going to go out here with some music from the 40 Thieves Orchestra from the UK. We'll be right back. at the 40 Thieves Orchestra here on Global Agogo. One more announcement I wanted to make, which is to let you know all of the folks at WRIR who helped make that performance by the Zytopunks on the radio possible. Our live music engineer, chief engineer, is Alan Coberly. Does a great job, and you can also hear his radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. It is incongruously called the New Breakfast Snob. He had assistance today from William Davis, Janet Lundy, Galaxy Girl, who you've heard fill in for me when I've been absent, and you can hear her on the all-nighter on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Also, Emma Ellsworth, and we also had assistance from Julia McCauley, our operations manager. They did a great job, and I thought the sound was excellent. So thank you to all of them, and thanks to the Zytopunks once again for coming on the show. All right, once again, a toutaloo, and I'll see you guys next week. Цыганка.